The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that, although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me. No, not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. This is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life. Now I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most consoling doctrines, I think, of the Catholic Church is the communion of saints. That means we're really never alone. People suffer from a crushing loneliness today in the modern world, especially big cities. You'll be living in a city with millions of people and you meet people that don't have any friends. No? Interesting. But that's not the case with us. As the Beatles used to sing, let's get a little help from our friends. No? Those friends are the saints. Yesterday we had the stoning of Saint Stephen, whose feast day we celebrate actually on December 26th. And I find him to be a fascinating saint. So I'd like all of you today to ask that Saint Stephen will be your friend. And I really believe that if that's the case, there's going to be a change in your life. He's a great saint. And I'll invite you to ask Saint Stephen to become very present to you and ask him for 5 gifts. And he'll give you these gifts if you want them. The first is Saint Stephen was one of the first deacons. The word deacon comes from Greek and it means servant. I like what Mother Teresa says. He who does not live to serve does not deserve to live. So we should really try to serve. Servant. Saint Stephen was at service of the first Christian community. Second, Saint Stephen was a man filled with faith. In the Gospel today, Jesus says we have to have faith in him who he sent. Faith in the bread of life. Bread of life is the Eucharist. So let's ask Saint Stephen to strengthen our faith. Third gift we want to ask Saint Stephen is he was filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. When your birthday comes around, you should ask maybe for gifts. But what is the gift of gifts according to the Catechism of the Catholic Church? The gift of gifts according to the Catholic Church is the sweet guest of the soul, the consoler, the counselor, the paraclete, the interior master. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the gift of all gifts. You have the Holy Spirit, you have everything. Because as we read in the book of C.S. Lewis, The Great Divorce, no, there's no divorce in God, okay? Where the Father is, you got the Son. Where the Son is, you got the Holy Spirit. Amen? So beg for the gift of gifts. Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit. Next, we want to ask Saint Stephen for a great love for What's this? This is the Word of God, isn't it? I've often thought it very ironic. The apostles chose the deacons so that they could wait on tables and help out the poor, the deacons, so that the apostles could dedicate themselves to what? Praying and to preaching the Word of God. Saint Stephen, if you read in chapter 7 of the Acts, gets up and gives one of the most eloquent sermons in the whole Bible. How ironic. The man that was called to serve tables, no? And help out the poor. One of the most eloquent sermons in the whole Bible you read in Acts chapter 7. Where Saint Stephen gives a long, powerful, eloquent explanation of salvation history. You can go beyond these professors at the best Catholic universities, no? Giving a succinct summary of salvation history. So what do we ask Saint Stephen? That we love the Bible. Let's go beyond the Protestants. Amen? Let's beat out the Jehovah Witnesses, huh? Let's beat out the good old Mormons, huh? We should have a great love for Scripture. That means we should read Scripture, meditate upon Scripture, learn Scripture, preach Scripture, and live out Scripture. Remember once Father Benedict Rochelle, of happy memory, said that a Protestant was talking to a Catholic about their services. And the Catholic asked the Protestant, "What do you do in your service?" And she said, "Well, we read the Word of God, we listen to the Word of God, we sing the Word of God, we try to memorize the Word of God." Then the Protestant asked the Catholic, "What do you do in your church?" She said, "We read the bulletin." Ah! It's the only thing she remembers. We read the bulletin. You laugh at that, but how sad. We read the bulletin. Nothing against our bulletin. Our bulletin has some pretty good articles, no? Often from Fulton Sheen. Huh? But the Word of God. And then we went and asked St. Stephen, "Did any of you see the movie Paul the Apostle?" None of you? I saw it twice. Did you know? In that movie you see the death of Stephen two times. And you see the stones coming crashing upon him, and you see the blood flowing to the ground. Does that say anything to you? You got up to get popcorn when that scene was on, huh? I think that's very powerful. And I think it's related to the new apostolic exhortation of Pope Francis. You've all read it, right? Hello? Not yet? You got to read it, okay? Chapter 4 is a masterpiece, where he speaks of the five signposts of holiness. What are they? Patience, perseverance, meekness. Second, joy, and you have to have a sense of humor. All of you, try to cultivate a sense of humor. You can go a long way with that, huh? Boldness, building community, and then constant prayer. Now, boldness, what does that mean? You got to be courageous. Today, more than ever, you have to be a courageous soldier of Christ. And Stephen was very courageous. He confronted the Jews. He confronted the Sanhedrin. And he beat them. Single-handedly, this young man was able to defeat the most learned men in the Jewish society, the Sanhedrin. He was able to defeat them. And they were so filled with envy and fury that they dragged him out and they stoned him to death. And as the stones were crashing the skull of Saint Stephen, by the way, the word Stephen means crowned, crowned, crowned with stones, huh? As the stones were crashing his skull, what did he say? Lord, receive my spirit. Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Kind of like Jesus on the cross, right? Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Father, forgive them for they do not know what they're doing. Was Stephen underneath the cross when Jesus died? We have no evidence of that. But certainly the way he died was the way that Jesus died. So let's pray to Saint Stephen. Get a little help from my friends, okay? So hopefully today you have a new friend. And his name is the great Saint Stephen. Amen.